An NBA basketball team could come to Vancouver, and it would already have scores of superfans in the city. That's just one of many reasons why local filmmaker Kat Jamie says a team should come to the Lower Mainland. In the process of making her latest film, The Grizzly Truth, she spoke to numerous people who are still passionate about a team that left the city over 2 decades ago. But it isn't only Vancouver Grizzlies fans who would embrace a new professional basketball team. I've met so many Grizzlies superfans, she told VIA, but then you have basketball fans, in Vancouver, who aren't obsessed with the Grizzlies. On November 13, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said in a live broadcast that there is ongoing interest in having teams in Vancouver and Montreal, sparking excitement from basketball fans across Canada. The Toronto Raptors, Canada's only NBA team, sell out exhibition games whenever they visit Vancouver. The team also has a passionate fanbase in the city. However, there aren't any bidders yet for a Vancouver-based team, despite the strong interest. As Jamie pointed out, this isn't the first time that Silver has mentioned having other Canadian cities in the league. Why did the city lose the Vancouver Grizzlies? Several factors contributed to the loss of Vancouver's NBA team, including a couple of league lockouts, issues with ownership, and the low Canadian dollar, Jamie explains. The award-winning filmmaker tackles this topic in her latest film, which also highlights some passionate NBA fans who live in Vancouver. While the NBA hasn't expanded in decades, there have been increased calls for new teams in cities like Seattle and Las Vegas, and even in a new country, Mexico. Multiple Vancouver-based groups continue to call for a team in the city, including VanBack and NBA to Vancouver. Everyone is trying to bring awareness to this issue. Jamie noted, Vancouver's basketball scene has blossomed, but having an NBA team would do so much for the community. Although it is amazing that Vancouver is on the NBA's radar, she adds that it would also be great to see women's professional basketball in the city. Further, its teams cost significantly less, try millions instead of billions. As much as I love the NBA, I'd love the WNBA to come, she said.